The other day, I'm checking out of a store, and I was met by one of the donation boxes, which I see all over the Niagara region, called Socks for Change. And it hit me that I was just driving through downtown the other day, and I saw somebody who was obviously down on their luck, and they only had one shoe on. And it's the kind of thing we forget about, how important a pair of socks can be to somebody who lives on the street or just doesn't have them. And many of them are kids. Joining us to talk about it is the guy who founded Socks for Change. Sam Bayo is with me this morning. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Sam, it's been a little while since we talked. And for people who don't know, just really quickly, remind people how this all started for you.
Well, I was driving home one day. I mean, from the airport, it was like 1 a.m, and I heard a rebroadcast article on CBC about shelters and how socks were the first thing to leave, and they never had enough socks. And then when people donated socks, well-intended people donated cotton socks. And I have a clothing background. I have a retail background. And we built a lot of clothing, and it haunted me because wool socks are the only thing that are going to keep you warm in the wintertime, especially if you have holes in your shoes and you're walking through slush. Cotton socks just don't cut it. So I decided that I was going to do something about it, and I personally donated, first couple of years, I just personally donated a few thousand pair of socks into Niagara, and then decided that poverty was just so overwhelming that I started Socks for Change so we could grow that. And then last year we donated 22,000 pair of wool socks into Niagara.
So just for people who are not quite sure, what you're asking for are monetary donations so that you can purchase the wool socks that you're able to get, and a little bit of the change that people have can go a long way to doing that, right?
Absolutely. I have two suppliers, knitters in Canada, one in Montreal and one in Toronto, who knits for the Canadian Armed Forces. And they're selling us wool socks in the neighborhood of, you know, $2, $2.25, something like that. So, I mean, 8/4 donates a pair of wool socks to somebody in Niagara. And you were talking about schools. We're not just in shelters. We're in 60 charitable organizations. And last year we made it into every single DSBN and every Niagara Catholic school. So we are in 153 schools. And we also give out toques and neck tubes and scarves and anything that can protect your feet and your ears for winter.
I think people would be amazed. I mean, we do talk about the homeless situation, and it's significant and it's emotional. People would be surprised if they stood outside a school to see how many kids don't have a warm pair of socks or boots or anything when the weather really turns. They'd be surprised, wouldn't they?
Oh my God. It's well, I started because of listening to that article about homeless, but if you consider it, there are 70, this is a regional statistics, there are 76,000 people in Niagara in poverty. There's less than 1,000 homeless people. So what we've tried to do is just grow this thing and to serve the people that do have roofs over their head, but might have to make a choice whether they're going to pay utilities or pay for food for their family. So a warm sock can go a long way, especially on a cold linoleum floor. And like I said, only $2 a change, you'll buy a pair of beautiful wool socks for somebody.
Is there a goal for this particular year, Sam?
Yeah, we're trying to raise it by about 60%. Our goal is between 30 and 35,000 socks and 25,000 winter accessories. We've already got about 10,000 socks out there and about the same in accessories.
Now, the donation boxes are all over the Niagara region. And you can help by going online, too. What's the easiest way? What are you really looking at?
The easiest thing, I mean, we can give you an instant tax receipt. We're now a federally registered charity. So if you go online to socksforchange.ca, and you make a donation with your credit card, $20 donation will buy 10 pair of socks, and a $50 donation will buy 25, and we'll send you a instant tax receipt. So socksforchange.ca.
Sam, it's a great thing you're doing, and thank you for sticking at this. It's very easy to, you know, to kind of do a one-off, and then, but you have not done that. You've continued to do this and continue to help the people here in Niagara. Thanks so much.
And thank you for your concern for the people in the community. You do a great job every day.
Thank you,
every
my friend.
Single day.